Well, I mean, there's a lot of hours before the game. There's a lot of things can happen, but so I guess we'll see it tonight. But it's hard to say right now.
What's the pain level like?
It's better than it was. It's getting better. And it's I obviously you're gonna feel it. You're gonna feel it. But it's not as bad as it was.
A lot of ice the last few days, or what?
Yeah, pretty much just a lot of ice and just taking care of it, and a lot of treatment, and that's pretty much it.
What was going through your head when you got struck with the puck there?
Nothing, just pretty much it was hurting. That was pretty much my only thought, and just try to get on the bench because I'm not going to help the team on the ice by skating with one foot, so I just try to get on the bench.
Concerned of a series though, Patrick?
I mean it was hurting a lot, so I've never had problems with my ankle, so I've no idea how it feels when it breaks or it's serious, but I mean it was hurting a lot, so there was a lot of things going on in through your head.
Does this change the way you feel about blocking shots?
No. It's always it's your duty as a player. Doesn't matter if you're playing in the first line or fourth line, you got to block a shot if you have a chance, and sometimes it's going to hurt, but doesn't matter. It's one for the team.
How did it feel up there?
I mean it was okay. It's always it's hard to say without your skate on how it feels. But I mean, it was better than it was a couple of days ago. So, but it's hard to say.
Which way would you be leaning, do you think, tonight?
Sorry? Did you feel you were able to put the amount of pressure?
I mean, I can still skate. That's not an issue, and I think it just feels better in your skate than just instead of just walking around with your shoe on, so I'm satisfied with that.
Which way are you leaning, do you think? Do you think you're closer to playing than not playing tonight? Or?
Well, like I said, it's hard to say because there's just a lot of hours before the puck drops. But, I mean, we still have to talk with the dogs and with the coach, but I guess we'll see tonight.
Is it one of those things where if you're walking around and feeling good at 3 this afternoon, you're going to play, and if it hurts at 3, you can't play? Is that what we're talking about here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if it's hurting before the game, I think it's not smart to play. But, I mean, if it feels good and it's not hurting, then we're gonna talk with the coach what he thinks and what's smart, but I don't know now.
Would you consider a cortisone shot?
Sorry?
Would you take a cortisone shot to play?
No, not at this point. There's still a lot of time before playoffs, so I don't wanna risk anything now.
You've had the most famous leg in Winnipeg and Manitoba for the last 48 hours. Everyone's talking about it all the time. What have you noticed? What's it been like being Patrick Laine while this has been going on?
I don't know. It's pretty much the same. Just sitting at my house. I don't know. Not being able to practice. That's just pretty much the difference that I've noticed. But it's just pretty much the same old, same old.
Patrick, got concerned, worried that it was potentially serious.
Yeah. I mean, it was hurting a lot. And but when they said to me that it was nothing serious, then I was pretty relieved. But I mean, there's a lot of things that go through your head when you get shot like that. But it was good that it was nothing.
Sorry if you were asked this before, but how much does the race with Ovechkin play into you wanting to be not missing any games?
None. That's. If I'm playing, that's not the reason why I'm playing, because then I'm going to play if I can, but that has nothing to do with my decision, am I going to play or not. I don't want to just go out there and play if I'm not 100% and then get hurt again because of that, so I'm going to play when I'm ready.
Are you going to put guards on at all?
Yeah, I guess I have to. I'm going to block shots in the future too, so I want to be careful.